Amen. All right. So, we're on? Toda. All right. So, Rabotai, we're just going to pick up where we left off on Tuesday night. We're on page 30 in Shara Shani. We said that a person should take a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tochacha. If Hashem sends Yisurim to a person, take it lovingly, because it's a sign of Hashem's love for him. Right on the top, ki etasher yehav Hashem yochiach uchaved ben yirtze perush ki aved ben yirtze Hashem et asher hochiach vekibel musaro. When uchderech shehav yirtze et beno acharei tochachot, just like after a father punishes his son and the son takes it and he really learns his lesson, so the father goes back to loving him, right? Hashem works the same way. V'yesh lefarish od uchav yochiach et haben asher yirtze bo. This is what we were explaining last time. If the father thinks that he has a son that's beyond repair, like he's gone, he's not going to give him musar. You know why? Because he thinks to himself, it's just wasted breath. There's no reason to chastise him, because he's going to fall on deaf ears and he's just like a lost cause. So forget it. So the fact that the father is giving musar to the child is a raya that what? That he still has hope in him. That he still says, you're not hopeless. I believe in you, and I believe that the musar and the tochacha and the yisurim that I'm giving you is going to help bring you back. About people who don't realize the benefit of musar that it brings to them. There's a pasuk in Hosea. Ve'anochi efdem ve'himma diberu alai kezavim. I'm trying to redeem them, and they're speaking lies about me. Which means just completely not getting it. V'ne'emar, there's another pasuk over there. V'ani sarti chizakti zera'otam ve'ela yichashevura. I strengthened them. I gave them chizuk. And they're thinking bad about me. V'ne'emar, another pasuk there in Hosea. V'anochi tirgalti le'efraim kacham al zera'ota ve'lo yada'o ki rafatim. They don't realize that I have healed them. They just think bad about me. So if you see in the Navi, Ephraim is usually a mashal to Am Yisrael. It's Yehuda, Ephraim. That's usually the way it's referred to. Top. Hey, v'yesh ala boteach b'Hashem lo'ochil mimeuf tzukato, ki yeh achoshech sibat ha'ora. Which means that a person should find solace in the dark situation that he's in, because the darkness really accentuates the light. You can only really appreciate the light when you've gotten used to the darkness. And like we also know, the Ba'alei HaMusar say, anybody who knows anything about about science and whatever, you know, if you look at the light in the sky, what is the darkest point of the night? The darkest time is when? The moment right before Alot HaShachar, the moment right before dawn, is the darkest time of the night. And then the next moment, boom, you have the first crack of light in the sky, that's dawn. Kimo shekatuv, there's a pasuk in the Navi Micha, al tismechi oyavti li, ki nafalti, kamti. Tell my enemies not to be happy that I fell, because I've gotten up. Ki yeshev b'choshech, Adonai orli. Yes, Sfaradim say this pasuk by Havdalah. Yeah, when I'm sitting in the darkness, Hashem is my light. Ve'amru rabotenu zechon v'rocha, ilmale nafalti, lo kamti. Ilmale yashavti, v'choshech, lo haya orli. In order to... How can you ever get up? Get up means, by definition, what? You fell. How can you be in the light? How can you have seen the light? If you're in the dark and then you see the light. So all of these things are sibot to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the best for us. V'chol ish v'ish. B'yom tzar lo yiten libo lehavinu lit'anot im ha'teshuvah ve'atefilah. כמו שהציבור חייבים לצום ולהתענות בצרתם, כאשר תיקנו חכמינו זכרונם לברכה, וזה צום נבחר ויום רצון. You know, there's a mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah. The Rambam brings it down. פרק א' מהלכות תעניות. That any time Am Yisrael, whether nationally or even locally or whatever it is, finds themselves in a tzara, there's mitzvah ta'aseh mid'oraita to call out and scream out, to yell out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, and to take upon a ta'anit. Yeah, and not only that, that's why when there's a lack of rain, that's a tzara. That's why we fast, that's why we pray. It's a mitzvah. And just like it's incumbent on the public to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. When they're in trouble, the same applies to a yachid, to an individual. When he's in trouble, there's a mitzvah on him from his tzara to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have tzomot and all the things that a tzibur would do in that situation. When a person who is pure and straight is the recipient of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's reprimanding, it serves as a test and to give him more sachar la'olam haba. Kamo shneimar, leman anotecha ulman nasotecha letivecha ve'achalitecha. Hashem says, I'm doing all of this to test you to do good at your end. ואמרו רבותינו זכרם לברכה, פשפש במעשיו בעת צרתו, וחיפש וחקר ולא מצא חטא בידו, הן הן ייסורים של אהבה. זה גמרא, מסכת ברכות, everybody knows. Yeah, everybody's asking, you remember when we spoke about before, שאלת תשובה said, הקדוש ברוך הוא דזה חסד with us, that he punishes us מידה כנגד מידה. So from the punishment that we're getting, we can kind of track down which avon we're getting punished for. But sometimes it gets really hard, sometimes you're sitting down, you're thinking, you're taking inventory, and you really can't come up with any avon that fits this punishment. So what is it? The Gemara says, if that's the case, then you should say it's yisurim shel ahava. It's suffering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent out of love because He just wants to give you sachar. No pain, no gain. So He gives you sachar through the yisurim that He gives. Now again, it's a very high level. It's very easy for everybody to say, yeah, yisurim shel ahava. You got to go through everything. You got to go through all of the motions and check out all tariyag mitzvot. Maybe I did this, maybe I did that, maybe I did this, maybe... When you went through all of that, that's why it says, Pishpesh b'ma'asav, you sat down, you know, like an accountant? You know QuickBooks? Anybody taking finance? No? QuickBooks, or what's the other one? Oracle, all these programs, it helps you go through every nitty-gritty of your finances. You got to do the same thing. That's why it's called Hishbon HaNefesh. You got to take an accounting of the soul to see what's going on. What is this for? It's very easy to flip it and say, Yisurim Shel Ahava, I'm a big tzaddik. Yeah, but that's not what Hashem's looking for. Hashem's looking for first that accounting, and then be'emet, if you can't find anything and you really exhausted all of your, you know, all of your search, so be'emet over there, yeah, we say Yisurim Shel Ahava. Vav, ומעניין הדרך הזה אשר זכרנו, התשובה ביום המוות. Another thing that we've spoken about is teshuvah on the day of death. בראות החוטא כי חלתה אליו רעה ועבדה תקוותו, כמו שכתוב, במות אדם רשע טובת תקווה. Which means, even when a person's on his deathbed, he sees that the Yisurim are too much and he's succumbing to the Yisurim and he's about to leave. Even if a person's chozer b'tshuva at that moment, והוא מתוודה בעית ההיא ושב אל השם בלב שלם, וגם התשובה היא מועילה, אף על פי שאינה משגת לתשובת השב בעצם תומו, כאשר הקדמנו בשער הראשון, רבן יונס spoke about already, the Rambam says the same, Hashem does accept that תשובה. You know, at the end of the day, there's no atheists in a foxhole. When a person is faced with death, he realizes that there's no, you know, there's no time left, and he has to be chozer b'tshuva. So again, although that tshuva is not the best, it's not the same as when a person's chozer b'tshuva, you know, graciously in his prime and whatever it is, and he could still have, you know, do avirot. The Gemara says also, let's say a person when he's 80 years old and did all of the avirot shebat Torah, now he's done doing all of his avirot. He can't even do avirot anymore because he's just old. He says, you know what? Let me be chozer b'tshuva. Is that tshuva worth anything? Worth something. It's not the best. Yeah, the Rambam gives levels of tshuva. You can't compare the tshuva of a person like that to the tshuva of a, you know, 20-year-old, and he did avonot, and he says, you know what? I'm done. Hashem, I love you too much. I don't want to do this anymore. It's obviously a totally... He has his whole life ahead of him. Or even tshuva of a person on his deathbed. Forget about it. He's mamash on his deathbed, and he knows, he sees he has nowhere to turn. Even that is worth something. V'yesh lo chelek la'olam haba. Now, Zayin, haderech hasheni. Another way to, you know, kind of be mechazek yourself or inspire yourself to do teshuvah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ka'asher yavo yemei hazikna v'yigiyo yemei haseva. Like we were speaking about now, when a person's in his old age. And don't think, you know, when you're young, you think about this. We look at old people. You know, sometimes we look at elderly people like they're miskinim because we have, you know, still forever to live. And they're on their way out. So you look at them, that's not something I have to worry about. And then you blink, and then you're that. Make no mistake. You just blink. Close your eyes for a second. Boom. You're that elderly person. And you don't... Sometimes a person doesn't realize, where did my whole life go? And you're thinking, yeah, I still have years and years and decades and whatever. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world, although, you know, time is obviously of substance in this world, but He makes it pass so fast that while we're busy thinking to ourselves, I don't have to worry about that, the next thing you know, you are that. And sin. So he says a person gets to that age. Vayichil kocho vayimat. Now he doesn't have any kochot anymore. Now he's old and tired. Vayishach yitzro. Shach means bent over. Now he's hunched over. He's gam yizkor kitzo ki karovu. And he starts realizing, hey, you know the word mortality? You know, people think about their mortality. Yeah. How do you say in Spanish, death?
Muerte.
So it's probably the same. Mortality means a person's is going to die. So when a person starts thinking of that, so it's, you know, gets to the head, wow, I don't have so much time left. V'yavin la'acharito, v'yashuv el Hashem v'rachameu, and at that point, he does teshuvah to Hashem. V'asher enenu chozer b'tshuvah bevo yemei zikna, a person who doesn't use that opportunity to be chozer b'tshuvah during his old age, yuchpal onsho v'rabba mastema alav, that creates an even bigger claim against the person, prosecution, and even greater punishment. Hashem says, you see you're already one foot in the grave. What are you doing? Why are you not being chozer b'tshuva? Kumo she'amru rabotein zechom lebracha, shlosha ha-kadosh baruch hu son'an. There are three people, says the Gemara, that Hashem hates. Dal ge'e, a poor person who's ga'avtan, a poor person who's arrogant. Why does he hate that? Because the guy's just a loser. If a rich person is arrogant, gava, okay, it's bad, but I get it. But for a poor person to have gava, what are you kidding? What are you gava about? V'ashir mechachesh, an ashir who lies and like tries to hide the stuff. What do you need? What are you trying to cheat? You're ashir. You know what I'm saying? What are you trying? V'zakin mina'if, and an old man who's promiscuous. Why? Hashem says, you're already old. Nu yalla, let it go. Go. What are you still busy running around doing atmanot? You're old already. Zeh nigmar. V'ne'emar, by the way, it's so true, the words of Chazan. Sometimes you see old people who are still, you know, they're fooling around. How do people look at him? Pity him, like a loser, nechon? Da'im speaking, but sometimes you see elderly people that, you know, they might have a body of an 80-year-old, but inside they're just a kid. You know what I'm saying? They never grew up. And that's, everybody at some point in life has to mature, but there's some people that just don't mature. And he says, V'ne'emar, achelu zarim kocho, v'hu lo yada. Gam seva zarka bo, v'hu lo yada. Which means, he doesn't realize that he's getting old. U'min ha'tema ha'va peli'a, ki ya'amod ha'adam b'chatzi yama, v'ro'e ki ha'yamim holchim v'danim. V'tach el ha'risut ha'binyan, v'yachser ha'mezek b'tiv'o, v'tira'e bo ha'yabeshet. Which means a person's getting older. He realizes, you know, he's starting to have pains over here, aches over there, losing hair over here, getting gray over there. Look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying? And Kainyan Shneimar, Yamai Ketzel Natui, Vani Ka'asev Ivash. Which means, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, my days are like a moving shade. How long does shade stay in one place? Why? Because every time the sun moves, the sun's not moving, we're moving, but you know what I mean. Every time the sun keeps moving, the shade keeps moving. So he says, our life is like moving shade. And I dry up like dry grass. You ever see grass in the summer? When it's, you know, when you don't water it, when it doesn't rain, that's exactly our life. And by the time you know it, over. How can a person not pay attention? You're traveling. You're traveling to final destination. Haloch v'nasoa yomam v'layla. You never stop. We're always going. Even when you're sitting, even when you're sleeping, you're traveling. You're traveling. It's like you're on a train. It's train, plane, whatever it is. You might fall asleep, but you're still moving. We're all moving to that final destination. Whether you think so or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you know, you're distracted and you don't pay attention. But says Rabbi Yonah, that guy has such a pitiful existence when he doesn't realize where he's going. He doesn't take advantage of the, you know, the good few years that he has left. Hey, v'yesh anashim rabim yimana mehim ora teshuva. There are many people that are prevented from seeing the light of teshuva. Ki hem zakahim utohorim be'ainehim. This is classic yetzer hara denial syndrome. There's a pasuk. Ki chol derech ish yashar be'enav. Which means everybody always thinks he's a big tzaddik. Therefore what? He says, teshuvah is a very important thing. But Baruch Hashem, I have nothing to be chozer b'tshuva for. You know, I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing. That's another tactic of Yetzirah. They don't pay attention to what they have to correct. They're going to think, I'm good. While Hashem looks at them as being terrible sinners. There's a pasuk in Kohelet. There is no righteous person in the world that does only good and no evil. Everybody has bad. Everybody has sins. These people, as a result of them, you know, kind of downplaying and ignoring their own sins, or those who did know about their sins but they forgot about it, sometimes when a person's not feeling well, sometimes he ignores the symptoms. He could go to the doctor, whatever. He says, you know what, it's probably nothing. There are situations where a person ignores it for so long, by the time he's in terrible pain and he finally decides to do something about it, he goes to the doctor and the doctor says, I'm really sorry, I can't help you anymore. It's at a stage where it can't be fixed anymore. The same things that Rabbi Yonah said before, the illnesses of the soul parallel the illnesses of the body. It works the same way. Sometimes a person can be so far gone with the holy, with the illness of the soul, he's not able to do anything.
How is that possible?
What do you mean?
That you can get so bad that you can never come back?
Not never come back, but it's just untreatable. You can do whatever, you know, low-grade tshuva, but the ability to do, you know, high-grade, super tshuva like you did in your youth, that's gone. Can't do that anymore. You could do, yes, some kind of tshuva, but you don't have that opportunity anymore.
That's an age thing? Or
It can be an age thing, it can be a strength thing, it can be...
They say that when you're younger, you're much more likely to be able to change your midos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Change your midot, overcome ta'avot, all these... Yeah, that's true. Just like anything else, when you're younger, you can learn things easier, right? When you're younger, your immune system and your body works better in general than when you're older. When a person's older, that's what usually happens. The body starts to degenerate and shut down, and this doesn't work and that doesn't work. And you ever see a group of elderly people getting together? I once saw a group of old friends, you know, like old people. So what do they, when they meet each other, what do they talk about? Oh, how are you? What hurts? This hurts and that hurts. They're busy talking the whole time, busy krechtzing, complaining. You know, zekoev. What else are they going to talk about? Older people in there, unfortunately, those who don't have Torah, sometimes I go to a doctor's office for, you know, checkup or whatever it is, and sometimes there can be like such a long line, and it's filled with elderly people that don't have anything else to do in their life. So what do? Every day, just go. It's paid for by Medicare anyway, so might as well. So they go to one doctor every day of the week. One day it's the, you know, it's the orthopedist, and then the eye doctor, and then the cardiologist, and the, you know what I'm saying? But by then it's too late. Got to wake up before. You know what the best kind of medicine is? You know what the best cure is? Prevention. Preventative. If a person takes care of his health before he gets sick, that's the best medicine ever. Then after a person already gets sick and now has to cure it. Same thing in the soul. The best kind of medicine for the neshama is preempting so we don't get into that situation. But you should know that even if we do get into that situation, there's still a way out. Now he says, sometimes this comes as a result of a person not thinking. They don't come to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't care to know about His ways. They don't go and seek out the Chachamim and their Talmidim. The Rambam, if you're and Rabbi Yonah, write that one of the 24 things that are mona'im et teshuvah, one of the 24 things that cause a person or prevent them from doing teshuvah is poresh min ha-tzibur. You know what that means? Separating from the tzibur. You know why? Because when the tzibur, let's say there's certain things, certain you know, things that happen, certain occurrences that cause the tzibur as a whole to be chozer b'tshuva. If a person's poresh min tzibur, he doesn't know when the tzibur is going to be chozer b'tshuva. If a person doesn't join the tzibur, he's not going to be able to go to the chachamim and ask them, what can I do to make this better? What should my path of teshuvah be? And therefore, he's just like always in the dark. That's why it's important to be part of the tzibur, so that when the tzibur always, you know, is chozer b'tshuva, they can do it together, and this guy can be part of it. So, Be'ezat Hashem, will continue next time. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom. And Kol Tov. Take care. Shabbat Shalom.